This is the first time in 15 years that a governor has asked for a boost in domestic violence funding, but in mid-April, the Joint Finance Committee stripped the $950,000 increase out of the budget because it was tied to an increase in the fee people pay for vital records like birth and marriage certificates. The director of the Women's Community, a domestic violence shelter in Wausau, says without the increase, some agencies in rural communities might have to close their doors. Jane Graham Jennings says there's a documented increase in the number of victims who need services.
You can talk to any program in the state, and they're going to tell you that they've seen an increase in services from 5 to 20%, depending on where you look in the state. People are staying in shelter much longer than they had been historically. I know locally we have seen an actual increase in the level of violence.
Graham Jennings says that means more need for victim advocates to help usher people through court hearings, get restraining orders, and get counseling to find jobs and child care.
It's a broad array of things that advocates do with victims of domestic violence that no one else can help them with.
Both Democrats and Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee say they're committed to finding the domestic violence fund somewhere. Graham Jennings and other local agency heads plan to turn out in force this morning to urge the committee to reach a compromise that might include taking some of the money from general purpose revenues. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.